Senator assess this election for us?
Well, I think we are in the midst of an economy that is extremely painful for many Missouri families, and they do not believe that Washington has responded appropriately to that economic crisis. I understand that. This is a crisis that was 30 years in the making, and it's going to take us longer than 18 months. We've tried to do some big emergency things to deal with it, and because it didn't get it all the way fixed, I think people were frustrated, and especially the independent voters in Missouri were ready to turn it to a different channel, as they have done many, many times in our state's history. So I think we've got to, I've been frustrated as a Democrat with some of my party's failure to address spending. I've joined with Republicans to try to pass amendments to put a lid on federal spending, and I will go back to Washington and continue to work with my Republican colleagues on that, and a number of Democrats also, to demonstrate to the American people that we get when they cut a budget that we have to cut budgets too.
One of the things you talked about in your interview with MSNBC was communication. Is the Democratic Party not communicating well with the public, in your mind?
I think that we, I think we were busy trying to work on very hard policy questions and weren't as focused on the strategy of communication. And the message of big government, bad government, don't trust them is such a simple message, especially in bad economic times. And I think that message took root and flourished like weeds in August in Missouri. While we were busy tending to the knitting, that spread like wildfire. And by the time we began to try to address it, it felt like it was too little too late. I think particularly if you look, for example, the stimulus in Missouri, that stimulus, almost 40% of it was a tax cut to Missourians, which I know they are in favor of. Another third of it was money we gave to the state of Missouri. And if we hadn't given that money, Jay Nixon would have had to cut $4 billion out of the Missouri budget instead of $800 million. And clearly that would have been a crisis that Missouri would have felt much more seriously than they felt the economic downturn. So those kinds of things I don't think most Missourians even know. I think they think that the people in Jeff City balanced the budget with state money. They don't realize they did it with federal stimulus money.
Conversely, is the Democratic Party listening to people? Are they listening?
Maybe some in my party aren't listening as carefully as they should. I think the 17 Democrats that have been voting with me to put a lid on federal spending are listening. That's a huge chunk of the Democratic caucus that has been voting with all of the Republicans on my amendment. So I think some are listening. I certainly have, when I came home and did all those town halls in August of last year, a lot of my colleagues said I was crazy. Listening to the frustration and anger of Missourians is a very important part of my job. I'm disappointed that they don't see the value in some of the things we've done, but I do believe over time they will see the value in so much of what is in the health care bill that they don't even realize is there now. And I hope over time, as the economy continues to recover, they will realize that what we did was emergency spending that was necessary because of the depth and breadth of the economic crisis.
Last question for you. Where does the party go from here? The Missouri Democratic Party, where does it go from here?
Well, you know, I remember 6 years ago on this night in this room, there were a lot of people that said the Democratic Party was dead in Missouri. And 2 years later, I was elected to the Senate, and 4 years later, we elected every statewide office in the state. So that's one thing about Missouri, is that we have about a third of our state that are Democrats. We have about a third that are diehard Republicans. And then we have about a third that are going to hold us accountable every 2 years. And they're going to judge individual candidates. And I have a feeling that's not going to change in Missouri.